Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
All right, sir, go ahead.
First of all, congratulations from myself and the committee. 244 getting to the segment. A new record, Chad Hartman. Well done.
Sorry.
Well done.
Sorry.
No, nobody's upset. The committee takes us just fine.
There's some news.
It all in stride.
I know there's some news I want to talk about, too, but I'm stopping.
So myself and other members of the committee, we had to make a quick change last night. We had the meeting last night, of course,
really?
In the evening.
Could I ever attend a meeting?
No. No, not until you're a member of the committee, and believe me, that ain't happening. But we were then scrolling through X late last night, as one will do.
Sure.
You can't sleep, and seeing posts from the many folks complaining about the Gopher hockey ending and the terrible blown call by the refs, or missed call, I should say, that led to the overtime goal. And there it was, Chad. A post that wasn't complaining about the refs at all. It wasn't even calling out the Gophers for, let's be honest, melting down and letting it all go in the third period.
Blew a two-goal lead.
No. This post made the point that the Gophers were guilty of the worst infraction of one can have in a game of hockey. Scoring too often and scoring too early, Chad. That's right. The post said they should have kept the game 0-0 as long as possible because being up 3-1, that is fraught with peril, my man, after all, as every hockey fan knows. Say it with me. A two-goal lead. The most dangerous lead in all of sports. And that cliche is absolutely the most idiotic of all sports cliches.
Am I wrong?
Thank you. Are you sure they're not having fun with our guy Kevin Gorg when he said that and then it became more prominent in the preposterous statement term? There wasn't any sarcasm. You think this person was legit?
Having spent a lot of quality time with our mutual pal Judd Zolgad, I know how hard the hockey heads believe that cliche. The two-goal lead
idiotic.
Is the hardest. As if you can hit a three-pointer in hockey and a two-goal lead doesn't dwindle to a one-goal lead before a game gets tied up.
It doesn't get dumber than that. It just doesn't. Like John Hines, his club finally comes up with a win. I watched last night, by the way, when Ovi brought the Caps back out there.
So good.
To the handshake with Flower.
So good.
That was great stuff. That was really genuine great stuff. But if you ask John Hines, they play the Devils tomorrow. John, you either can be tied going to the third period, or you can be ahead 2-0 or 3-1 or 4-2 or 19-17. Which one do you take? I just think there's for some weird reason. As a former outstanding floor hockey goalie at Neil Elementary School, I think he's going to take the two-goal lead. That's just me.
Judging by the hockey fan mindset, you're leaving out one good option. You'd rather be either up two, tied, or down two.
Oh.
I think they'd rather be down two.
Really?
Because it's such a dang dangerous lead.
Yeah.
I mean, boom, you got three goals in the tank every single time.
Okay. I must have missed that. I missed that one. Yeah, it's utter silliness. And again, I don't think the seat's getting hot for Motzko. I think it's getting in the area, though, right? And again, they got screwed last night on calls. But, I mean, aren't we getting to the area where a lot of other guys were, where a lot of great regular seasons and...
How many years has it been for Bob now?
We've been here about five or six.
Six, seven, I'm thinking.
Six, seven?
Yeah.
And again,
he's okay. He's fine.
Well, all the regular seasons have been very good.
Yeah.
I also think there's still a lot of people that look at the team a couple of years ago. They lost in that championship game, and they had so many studs. And you're like, how did that happen? But again, Gopher hockey and weird exits.
Yeah.
In the playoffs. It's a tradition.
And you get a hockey tournament. If it's one game... You know, what are you going to know? We're not talking best.
You're going puck luck? Is that what you're going with?
No, I'm saying anything can happen when you play to two or three.
Thank you.
Things happen.
Let's go. Should we break?
I think it's already time for a break, yeah. Mr. Leitch.
If I would have went to 250, that would be it. We'd be turning it over to Jason. Jason's next, along with Am I Wrong on CCO.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Okay, we're right back to Dave and the committee with Am I Wrong? What is next, sir?
Well, I saw this piece just a day or two ago, Washington Post. I'm going to rip Bezos here, I guess, too.
Whoa. He's Mr. Post. He could be listening.
They published a piece entitled...
This will end your wedding invitation.
I think I'm still on the list.
You're still on the list?
I think so.
No.
I could pay for the hotel room, no problem.
Yeah.
The piece was titled, Sneeze Smarter, Not Louder. The Science of a Quieter Sneeze. That's right. Big science.
Big sneeze.
Sticking their fat nose into our business again.
You're looking at me? Fat nose?
No, I'm looking at big science. It
Thanks.
Was a sneeze pun. I don't know if you're quick enough to get that. But anyway, they're claiming their superiority, of course, in the sneeze game because we poor, simple-minded humans, we haven't figured it out. We don't have that PhD in sneezery. Committee has always and still still does maintain we believe in science. We support the pursuit of knowledge, the quest for understanding. But on this one, telling the human population that you know how to sneeze better than the rest of us simpletons, big science, you can cram it.
Am I wrong?
Were they saying we should hold back more, let go more, or you just said, hey, I'll sneeze how I want to sneeze. Don't provide me with any guidance.
You know what? If I want to sneeze quietly, I'll do that. If I want to annoy my kids by giving the big dad a choo, then I'll do that too.
Sneeze expert Jason Narusha, your thoughts?
I do not like loud sneezing. I don't like it at all. And it's one of the things that irritates me, frankly, about my wife. I think she's a bit of a loud sneezer.
Oh, yeah.
She gets it from her father. Oh. Even louder sneezer.
Wow. Let's make sure this gets to both and father-in-law and the wife.
If medical science could
make Alyssa less annoying.
Great. I'm all for it.
Yeah. How loud is she?
What's the context again?
I think I said it how I meant to say it.
Mm.
You know? Dave, what's next on the Am I Wrong Committee?
Have the kids picked up your sneeze genes or her sneeze genes?
Ooh. Seth is an Alyssa sneezer. A loud one.
Oh. So we have a divide in the family.
Yep.
Wow.
Has this been discussed in the family?
Yeah, I will say Alyssa's level of interest in my annoyance, low.
That's probably overall.
Thank God.
Yes, that's the key to survival.
Yes.
Yeah, I like to let the sneeze go.
You're a loud sneezer.
Yeah. I don't.
You don't care?
No, I don't. I don't think I'm out of the ordinary loud sneezer. I think people who are trying to hold it in are going to injure themselves.
No, not according to big science over there. Big sneeze. Little sneeze.
Now have the latest stupidest thing in food delivery in this country. DoorDash is now offering an option where you can get your food now and pay later, with interest being charged, of course, to your account, convincing millions of Americans that they are either too important, too busy, or let's be honest, you've mostly convinced them that they are just too plain lazy to even go just pick up the food that somebody has made for them. It is the greatest con job and continues to be the greatest con job in American history.
Am I wrong?
Do we know what the rates are here if you're taking loans with
80%.
It wouldn't shock me. If you've reached the point where you're working on a loan situation with DoorDash.
Can't handle the Mickey D's bill right now. Yeah. Put that off for a few
You might want to go with Tom Hanks and Wilson and go to an island. I mean, you don't eat anymore.
Wilson!
Yeah, stop eating.
It's the same as your Tubbsy. It's the same voice.
You use,
yeah.
Wilson!
Same.
Was Tubbsy in Castaway? Can we eliminate it?
Cannot.
I can't.
Cannot.
I wouldn't
sure
want
can.
To.
Do
I'd
you
love-
have a DoorDash account, Jason DeRusha?
Maybe, but I the only way I ever would have used it was some sort of like media thing.
Yeah.
I go pick it up.
I didn't, but Mike did when I was paying for it for a while. We had to have I was needing loans until we had to finally come to
I'm astonished at how much people pay to have someone bring food to them. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's just leave your house.
It's just for
it's
one.
Not that difficult.
It's for one reason. Laziness. That's it, right? Is there any other justification for it?
Chad, people have a God-given right to stay at their home, to work in their home, to never leave their home.
To get Subway.
That's right.
Yeah. What time are we out?
You've got 15 seconds.
What? Give me one preview of something today.
Cardinal Sharks. What more do you need?
Yeah. Are we gonna
4
have
o'clock?
Will the board fit
I don't think it'll fit in here. We have smaller cards for today.
So it's a fake Cardinal Sharks coming up here on CCO.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.